The crisis initiated with the lack of rains last year has created a problem for a big number of people in Chad, especially in the Sahel area, in the driest part. And until now, only, let's say, one-third of what has been estimated as food aid need has been funded. And this has, in a way, disorganized the humanitarian World Food Program and others supposed to deliver food aid in the country. So this has not allowed to distribute the food aid and, let's say, the seeds and the animal feed that are supposed to help the farmers.
Without the funds that you need, how serious are the shortages of seed and animal feed?
Well, let us say that many families that are relying on cereal crops like millet and sorghum that had only half of the normal production last year, many of them did not keep proper seeds to be able to sow them again this year. So there is a need to distribute seeds for these families. The animals, around one-third of the cattle last year in 2009 died. And this year there is a very severe situation for the animals. And in Chad it is very important for the families not to lose the animals.
Do you have any idea why the donor aid for Niger has been much greater than that for Chad?
Well, this is a little delicate, but the easiest way to explain that is what the government in Niger has done. They have contacted donors and humanitarian programs early, and they have declared the problem officially and early. So they managed to get much more funds this way.
The problems in Chad, do they exist throughout the country or in specific areas?
It is very clearly defined as the Sahel areas and some part of what we call the Sudanian part, the southern part. So it is where the families rely on the production of this rain-fed cereal. Where they have other production, it's not so severe because they have other food productions.